Woo, 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 woo. There it is. Oh, I was back. Waiting for you, Mace. You're back, back in the saddle.
Yeah, back.
Welcome back.
Back in the building. I am so relieved to be back. It is such
it's good to see you.
It's such a lame thing to do the show at home.
I hate it.
Because you have no interaction with
it.
Anybody.
Oh,
I like to be.
Yes.
You like it?
I'm okay with a comrade.
Are you
really?
Surprised?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess
I'm okay with the comrade.
Although you're the one that doesn't like neighbors.
No.
So,
but I like being here with
but
you guys.
Like being here. Exactly.
I like being in here with you. I like being in here with Al and doing the show in person with other human beings and not staring at my computer screen.
By the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, KRDC Pasadena, Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
All right. So, Trey Turner, Phillies. What do you think?
Not surprised.
No.
They were the leaders in the clubhouse. Everybody said they were pursuing Trey Turner, and he wanted to go east.
Mm-hmm.
By all accounts, wanted to be on the East Coast. Phillies getting to be a pretty good team right now. They already went to the World Series. Now they've added Trey Turner. For us, I think they've got a choice now. Do you go big on a shortstop, or do you go with Gavin Lux?
I want them to go find a shortstop. I do not like – I want Gavin Lux's bat in my lineup.
Yes.
I don't want him playing shortstop. Put him in left field, you know, maybe hide him at second base here or there. But I don't love him at short. He did not look comfortable there to my eyes. We threw it out there. We've been talking about this a handful of times
over the couple months ago.
First of all, Bob Nightingale saying that the Dodgers are at the top of the list, that they're the front runner
for
to get
Carlos Correa.
For Carlos Correa.
He's kind of changing his tune here. It feels like some Dodger fans are changing.
We threw it out there again today, Mace, and it was decidedly just go do it.
Okay, so
just
I'll tell you a very weird story. So I sometimes have very vivid dreams. And my dream last night, completely hadn't been thinking about this at all. I was at a party, and Carlos Correa was there. Now, I couldn't, I don't even know exactly what Carlos Correa, but this guy was Carlos Correa.
He was Carlos Correa. Mm-hmm.
And I had a conversation with him, and he said, I'm looking at the Dodgers. I said, really?
Mm.
He said, I'm leaning towards the Dodgers. Mm. And you know what I said? Can I go with this on Twitter? Like, I wanted to go with it right there.
In your dream, you asked for
dream,
Twitter
I said,
clearance.
I said, do I have approval to be able to put this out? He said, no.
And then you can put per sources.
Per sources, yes. Right. I should do it now. Per my dream, Carlos Correa.
Per a marijuana-induced hallucination, I'm here to report that Carlos Correa may be considering the Dodgers. Yeah.
You have that legal disclaimer. You could say anything.
I'm with that. I like that.
You could say anything.
Yeah, I guess.
Look, Mace.
I really would prefer Xander Bogaerts.
Okay, but can I've kind of already gotten to the point where I'll hold my nose every time he comes to bat. Because he's
I don't believe it.
You have done it a complete about face.
I have. He's pretty good. We need a shortstop. And if he can help him win the World Series, I can get over it.
Damn.
I can get over it. I never thought I'd say that, but I'm getting to the point where because look, it's official. Trey Turner's gone.
Right.
I don't like Gavin Lux at short.
Yep.
If you can get a Swanson or a Bogaerts, great. That would be a nice stopgap.
I would say Bogaerts 1, Swanson 2.
But if I'm yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I can do it.
I'm cutting to the
point.
You should stay how you've been.
Yes.
You should. I'm surprised he's leaning over, and I get it. Travis has been beat up. Travis has been beat up for, you know, there's been a number of years where T-Raj is not feeling good.
Yep.
I can see him saying, screw the morals.
Can I try a sales job?
Screw everything I've said in the past.
Try it out.
So I'm part of this is stolen.
Stay strong.
Yes, stay strong.
Taylor Smith.
Yes.
It is the Carlos Correa Redemption Tour. And there's no better way for me to try to right the wrongs that I have done to Dodger fans than by trying to help them win a World Series.
Ooh, whose idea was that?
It was Taylor's.
Taylor.
To come in.
Atone for his sins.
When does the Taylor show air? I want to listen to that.
Once every 2 months.
To come in and say, I haven't had a good night's sleep in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
Oh.
And I'm here to tell you the way that I can make it right with Dodger fans, the way that I can make it right with myself is to help them get the World Series that they didn't get in 2017.
Because Correa is going to say he hasn't had a good night's sleep in X amount
of years.
Right.
Well, look, if you wrote that down for him, if you wrote that as a script, and he read it at the opening press conference, I would say, well, he
seems like a nice guy.
He's very remorseful about it. He's very remorseful.
Thank you.
Sorry,
Ramona.
What did I just walk into?
Thank you, Ramona. Help out
here.
A team trying to win the World Series.
There you go, Ramona. Standing strong.
No.
Why not?
You have to stand for something, Travis.
Winning. I want to stand for winning.
You have to stand for... This is a... You... are my baseball gods person.
Yes.
Like, you believe in the church of baseball.
We've decided we're handing out little pieces of Topps bubble gum for communion. That's how we're celebrating in my church.
Yeah, he's going the other way.
Baseball, we don't have cheaters on the team. Like, you
see, I want Bogarts. I want Xander Bogarts. That's the guy I want to shortstop.
Okay, I'm not saying.
I think what you're saying is those options are not available, and Correa's.
What I'm trying to get to is a place where I can root for my team, be happy for their successes if he's on the team. And I'm trying to find a path to that because I think that it's possible that he could come.
I'm going to wait. I'm not going to find a path back to it until it actually happens. Then I'm going to find a way to rationalize it all in my head.
That's where I am right now.
Travis, okay, if there is true atonement, like Yom Kippur style, I'm not going to eat all day, okay? Like a true atonement, maybe this discussion
That's
is valid.
That's the Taylor plan, right? This has been something that has eaten me up, and I think the way that I can atone is by helping you win the
there
World Series that I took away from you.
There is zero chance you would ever
say
that.
I don't think he has that in him.
No, he doesn't
what
believe
Taylor
it.
Said, I don't think he... I mean, he has done nothing but be dismissive of everything that happened in 2017.
What happened to the belief in humanity that people can change?
Lake Show.
No. You know what makes him change? This is the only contract offer he has. Which is not going to be the case. He's
Lake Show Boss
options.
On Twitter yep. says Correa to the Dodgers via Venice Mace per sources.
Yeah, Mace had
Do
a dream.
Do not say that.
I would probably not trust
no,
that one.
No, I had a dream last night, Mo. I had a dream, and Carlos Correa was in the dream, and we were having
They're
a conversation.
They're having a full conversation.
And a full conversation.
You for real had a dream about Carlos Correa?
To my grave, I would take that. I absolutely did.
I believe it.
Absolutely, and we had a conversation, and he told me he was leaning Dodgers.
All right, so what...
he was asking me, like, what part of town he should live in.
What?
He's looking for real estate
Yeah,
advice.
He was like, what part of town should I live in?
Base Coastside is lease.
I told him downtown, because it's easy.
Close to the ballpark.
Close to the ballpark. Right. It's a perfect spot.
I'd probably go, like, Pasadena.
Pasadena is also a good
spot. Yeah,
a lot
of Dodgers,
yeah, lot of Dodgers there.
All right, so this is your Correa dream. I don't know if you remember. I had a dream a year or so ago.
Okay.
I remember talking about. I think
I'm
I
trying
told
to
you
remember.
It,
yeah,
where Amanda just came in one day and told me, "You have a new co-host, Markeith Morris, and you were doing the show."
Markeith Morris, I remember this.
Never
out of
spoken
all players.
To Markeith Morris. Yeah. I was not watching the NBA the night before.
Wow.
Was it Markeith or Marcus?
I think it was Markeith. I honestly don't. It was
makes a difference.
One of the
Marcus
Morris
is
twins.
The Clipper.
It was not the Clipper. It was the other one.
The one who was on the 2020 championship.
Yes.
Right.
And so that, I mean, maybe our...
Maybe there's something to...
He's not sitting in the room here co-hosting the show.
It's just
but,
so random because I wasn't... When I went to sleep, I wasn't thinking about baseball. I was not focused on baseball. And then next thing you know, knock, knock, knock. Hey, it's Carlos Correa. How you doing?
So, Ramona, let's say they do it. And he's on the team and he's your shortstop and he's batting second or third in your lineup. Now what?
I just think it's bad karma.
Yeah,
just,
but what happens if it happens?
People will get on board because people do.
Will like, you?
They'll get
no,
on board
I'll
if he's delivering.
Right way. Listen, I am convinced that I lose fantasy baseball championships because I draft guys or sometimes I'll take somebody
like.
With questionable moral issues. Like the year that I broke the bank to get Trevor Bauer on my team, we lost.
Right.
Marcell Ozuna. We were like, oh, let's get Ozuna. Nope.
So you...
I think that karma matters. Our baseball, that was that was the worst team we had had. All those guys.
So Bogarts is the number one choice, right? Bogarts is the number one choice. I want Bogarts. Bogarts is the guy I want. What are you nodding?
He wants Correa.
Carlos Correa is a better player than Bogarts.
He wants Correa. He's done with.
I don't know that Carlos is better. Was he great in Minnesota last year?
He was pretty good.
He was okay.
No, it was better than okay.
No, he was kind of 20,
started really
22
slow.
It was pretty good.
Started slow, kind of got it going, was hurt a lot.
He'll be good. He'll be good.
Baseball
he's got the
war,
bats around
I'm going
him.
By memory here a little bit. I want to say it was virtually identical to Trey Turner's.
No way.
Double check it.
I had him on my fantasy team, and I know he was not great.
Double check it. I think that the baseball reference war, Mace, look it up for me, between Turner and Correa. This could
no
blow up
in
my
true.
Face. I think it
Trey
was
Trey Turner
within,
has got to have like the highest war in baseball.
That's what I thought, too.
Wait a minute. Correa had 22 homers and 64 RBIs.
Okay.
How many games he played? Not that he was out a lot.
I played 136 games.
Yeah, so he missed 30-something games.
Yeah.
And but he was...
He batted .291, 22 homers, and 64 RBIs.
Yeah, so he started slow.
Like an elite season?
That season, okay. Maybe not, but I'm telling you, that guy is a great player. Not a good player. He's a great player. And I think the further you get away from the disaster that was in Houston, the more it's in the rearview mirror, maybe not here in L.A. for the in the short term. Telling you, he's the best option on the board to me.
I will, whether this matters or it doesn't.
Yep.
Went to a Dodgers Twins game during the season.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me I had a dream.
Went to the Dodgers Twins game during the season. And there was a moment in the game, I don't know, fifth, sixth inning. And I went and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go take a lap around Dodger Stadium. And by the time I got to where I'm behind home plate,
yeah,
or it's probably like down the first base side, Correa comes to the plate. You would have thought. He was with the Astros,
yep.
And it was game six of the World Series, and Correa was coming to bat. No, this was a meaningless game in August when the Dodgers already had a 25-game lead in the division.
Right.
They felt a certain way, and it wasn't, hey, there's a fan over there that's upset, and there's a fan over there that's upset.
Whole building.
The entire place made it sound. Taylor went to a game, Twins, Padres in San Diego, yep. And he said Padre fans were. What connection do the Padre fans with them?
People don't like dishonesty. People don't like cheating.
Right up until they're on your team,
there's an ethical issue here.
Mace, I don't agree. I don't.
It's a rule that I will have a hard
Ramona
time getting
is right
over
about
if
karma.
It happens.
Barry Bonds was universally loved in San Francisco. Universally
disliked
loved.
Disliked everyone.
Disliked
still,
everyone.
By the way, Hall of Fame voting over the weekend?
Of course.
Disliked.
Of course he was. But yeah. My point is that when he's wearing your uniform, regardless of all of the terrible things that they may or may not have done, people get on board fast. I'm just kind of cutting out
you
the middleman.
You have to say
here.
The right things, though. Like, if there's true atonement, true acknowledgement, I think people will come around.
Okay, but
I don't believe that he's capable of that.
Let's say he doesn't. Let's say he is incapable of doing it, right?
Yep.
But let's say he comes in.
And he goes and balls
and
out.
He's just really damn good. And he's batting third in your lineup and knocking guys in. He's playing really good shortstop. And yeah. Maybe when he comes in the dugout, no one gives him a high five and he just goes and sits by himself. But he's balling. People will come around.
I'm trying to think of who is still on the team from
Kershaw.
The
That's Justin, yeah. Turner.
Justin Turner.
Justin yeah. Turner, if
for
he
now.
Comes back.
Yeah.
Kershaw got directly
yeah.
screwed
Absolutely.
Over.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
what if he blesses
really
it?
Talk to
yeah, I was going
to
say, what if Kershaw says
it?
Something?
What if Kershaw, look I want to win the World Series, and if Carlos can help us do it, I'm on board. What if he says that?
But what if it's, I want to win the World Series at any price except
then he
having
won't be,
Carlos
then he
Correa
won't be
on this
here.
Team?
Then he won't be here.
Right.
Yeah, I really do think if that's what he said, they'd kill it on the spot.
Yeah.
I really hope you have another dream with him just to ask some follow-up questions.
Ask follow-up to an entire interview.
I mean, Carlos I have Correa. Lots of dreams. I have lots of really weird dreams.
I have
dreams.
Super lucid dreams. Don't,
me too.
Don't say anything because there are a couple of questions about dreams Ooh. On the Wheel of Questions
I like it.
Today.
And by the way, I have brought in your new look.
Oh, nice.
What do you got?
We decided that for the new year, I am going to dress like Steve Jobs, wear the same thing every single day to make it easy. Black
Don't
pants,
you already?
Black...
Feel how comfortable
look.
He feels.
Oh, that sounds
He's going to be the man in
I
black.
I do. Yeah. I wear a different hoodie every day.
So do I. Yeah. I know it's not I wear a little half zip or yep. a hoodie
yep.
and jeans
Does that feel 90%
comfortable? Of the time.
That does feel comfortable.
Feels really soft.
Really nice.
And,
yeah. yeah, thank you
Are you
going to so
get
much.
Super weird and only eat fruit?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to wear flip-flops all the time. He wore sandals all
deal?
The time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sleep
so gonna
on the floor.
We're
going to
do a uniform for you?
Yeah, a uniform. Keep it simple. Now, as it is right now, Mike, uniform is so complicated because every single day, I always
got to match your hat to your hoodie.
Now, today, I almost didn't wear the matching hat hoodie because I was trying to think, all right, so I'm going to own the USC thing,
sure.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a rough game. It was a rough night. I was disappointed all weekend long, all that stuff. But you know what? I am going to wear my USC hoodie on Monday. Now, Rams, and I said this yesterday, sadly, to Juan, this is the best loss we've had in a while.
Space. You know what I said to Sleep?
It really was.
You know what That's I said to Sleep? It's the best game they played all year.
Oh, they were. Yeah. They looked really good.
It was
good.
The best game they played all year,
I thought
and
we
it
had
really
them.
Wasn't close.
Yeah, I thought we kind of had them
yeah,
yesterday.
It was,
I mean, it was just that last touchdown to Metcalf.
Yeah. Well, and they were in it. They had a spark. They had a little life. They
yes.
were able to
Bobby
move
Wagner's
the ball.
Bobby yelled at guys
Bobby
on the sidelines.
Was awesome. Jalen Ramsey was
Jalen
just like
Ramsey.
On fire in that
they
game.
They played as well as a team can play, minus 13 starters.
Right, exactly.
That's about the best thing
yeah.
you can
yeah.
say. They competed. They had a chance to win. And I think I said this to you. I really thought there was a chance that they might not win a game the rest of the season. They're going to win a couple of games. Having seen the way that they looked yesterday,
yeah.
I think they can beat the Broncos for sure.
Oh, Broncos!
That's the most winnable.
I think that they got a chance to beat Seattle up there. They've just played Seattle.
They got a chance to beat the Raiders on Thursday.
Raiders are playing pretty well. Yeah. Now the Raiderness of it all could blow up in the Raiders' face.
Correct.
But
I think they got a chance at one.
Raider
more game.
Fans are like, oh, we're going to make the playoffs.
They play the Niners anymore?
They're done with the Niners. They've got
one Seattle
Packers on Monday Night Football. Seattle in Seattle.
Denver.
Broncos on Christmas Day.
Chargers.
Chargers on Sunday night. And then the Raiders.
By the way, we've got three
national televised
games.
Four if they don't flex the Charger game.
I think the Rams should try to flex themselves.
Seriously.
Could we please flex out of
Dear
this
Roger Goodell.
Television.
Yeah.
We respectfully request.
We'd like to flex.
They, should have, should have a Sunday 7 a.m. just like the World Cup. Just do one
of
those games.
It's like me when I'm on air and I'm like, I just don't want anyone to notice me today. It's going to be a black turtleneck. We're going black. I do not want to stand out right now.
Sure.
I'll write it. I'll send Roger Goodell an email.
Dear Roger.
I'll do the 6 a.m.
No, thank you.
Why not?
Thanks, but no thanks.
You going to go on Thursday night?
That's what I want to know.
I can sell them for more than I bought them.
Okay.
But I sell them knowing they're going to go to
Raider fans?
Raider fans.
Yeah.
Sell them.
You're that easy. Sell them. It's clear to you.
Listen, I no one should question your support for the Rams. You support the Rams.
Right.
They're 3-9. Sell them. Go enjoy your Thursday.
I'll be there.
Stay at home, Uber Eats, do whatever you got to do.
I'll admit, I gave him away for yesterday.
Did you?
But it was a late decision.
Yeah, it was a late decision because Juan now has what I had last week.
So. You're doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing fine.
All right.
It's just a cold.
Well, you missed the game of the year, Mace, a 4-point loss.
It was a great
to a mediocre team.
It was literally a moral loss.
I forgot to, Al, should we tell him what we did this morning?
What?
You may not like this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
Al and I potentially could be on the opening of Thursday Night Football on Amazon. They came in, NFL film, shot a little.
We have no idea what happened.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. We had to sign
signed
a waiver before anything even happened.
So in the opening, when they're playing, they've got really good music for the opening.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that would be
so
awesome.
So we'll see. I think it's like 60% we end up on the cutting room floor, but we got a shot at
least. You know, after the Lakers game yesterday, they showed one of those documentaries, and it was Kobe's last game.
Yeah.
And so I had it on for a second.
Your voice.
And Juan said to me, are you just watching this because your own voice is on it? I'm like, I can't believe my own voice made it onto that.
Yeah.
Kobe's final. This is Mamba Day. That's so funny. The game ended. Yeah. Post game had just ended. Yep. I finished post game. Games. The TV's still on. Yep. I heard Mace on there.
Yeah, I was so excited.
See, Ramona, you're on TV every day. Al and I, this is a special
big
moment.
Thing for you.
I hope you guys make it.
It's just Al another
Michaels,
Tuesday for
Kirk
Ramona.
Kirk Street. Kaylee Hartung and Travis Lee.
There you go.
That's kind of how I want to see Thursday Night Football presented. Mason in Ireland. Momo's in for Ireland. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're excited.
100% full strength today.
Look at you. Back in studio?
Yeah, let's do it.
Look, I almost forgot what you look like. You look like 5 years younger.
Do it. Yeah.
Like you've slept?
Yeah, I have slept. Yeah, I slept. I slept. I did my thing. No, I feel great. Feel great, and I'm really excited to be back. And the show is, as we were talking with Travis and Sleep, it's so different doing the show from home. You feel so disconnected from everything.
Totally.
Because what I like to do is I like to see you and then look through the glass and see Bergman and Jorge And they let Hola. Me know.
Good afternoon, Mace. Hola. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. They keep telling me watch the movie Spirited because this thing comes up.
Good afternoon,
something
Mace.
Good to afternoon. Do with Good Afternoon. Yeah. Have you watched it?
I watched about half of that. I thought it was good, and it's not a reflection of the movie, but I was falling asleep, so I turned it off so I could enjoy it.
Do you understand the Good Afternoon thing?
I don't think I got it that far.
Oh, you didn't make it.
Good afternoon, Mace. I'm still going to watch it. I'm going to figure out.
Yeah, it's only been two weeks. Don't worry. You'll get to it eventually. When you were doing nothing for a week and a half.
Correct. All right. So, it was a disappointing night in Vegas.
Oh, gosh.
So bummed out. Like, I woke up on Saturday morning, I thought, oh, man. And then Sunday, I had it again. I was driving around in the car just as the 10 a.m. games were going to start, and I heard the radio, ESPN radio, and they announced the four playoff teams. And again, I thought, oh, God.
You know what? We should have just done the 12-team playoff. Like, nobody really deserves to be there except for Georgia and Michigan.
Right.
I mean, I think it's kind of, right? Doesn't it seem like there's two teams that clearly deserve to be there?
Right.
TCU just lost, and they didn't even drop at all.
Right.
Ohio State
didn't play
and lost to Michigan, and now they're back in just because USC lost a week after they lost.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was all... Actually, I want to... Let's do some of this, because I
don't Berman, get it.
You think I over-prepped for the show? I did too much material for
today's
show?
We're switching now? Yes, I think you did over-prep for today's show. He sent an email today with 13 or 14 pieces of sound. And most of them...
And we only get
great.
To three during the show. Yeah. Usually.
We got a week.
If we get to those three...
We'll try to squeeze them in.
Yeah.
Like Howard Stern, never got aired yesterday.
Yeah, it's funny. All weekend...
I mean, last week.
Oh, but we're playing it today.
I'm sure
Happy Monday, Mace.
Yeah, happy Monday.
Hashtag and whatever blessed. We don't get to, you and Cappy can do on Friday.
Oh, God. Me and Cappy on Friday. I found the funniest tweet about that. You know, me and Cappy have never done a show together. We do crosstalk, obviously, together all the time. But we've never done a show together in our whole histories. And we have overlapped. Our careers have overlapped a lot. And somebody tweeted this. Kaplan and Mason doing a show together is akin to crossing streams, worlds colliding, or the Large Hadron Collider, a portal to an alternate timeline or more. It is weird that we're doing a show together, but we are.
Should you guys go like super serious?
No.
Like
no.
Really get a ton of just like really hot takes the entire time.
There
only talk sports the whole time. That, it'd be amazingly bad.
That I think you know is not going to happen.
Right. Yeah, nobody wants that.
Are we on YouTube today? Is YouTube going
on? I think so. Yeah, we're on YouTube.
YouTube.com/ESPNLA. You can watch the show. I'm wearing my SC gear today because you know what? We are still the exclusive unofficial home of USC Trojan football.
Where do they get to play now? What? So Utah
it's
goes to the Rose Bowl.
It's the Cotton Bowl versus Tulane.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
That's a come down.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, man.
We went from college football playoff to Tulane. It is a New Year's Day game. January 2nd is the New Year's Day games this year.
Sheesh.
But it is. And you know, I have tickets to the national championship game. I was all excited.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
It's at SoFi.
I thought you're going to sell those. Yeah, I'm selling those. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to go see Michigan and Georgia play.
See, if you're selling those, then you shouldn't have to sell the Raiders-Rams games. Tickets.
What do you mean I shouldn't have to sell?
Well, you should not have to. You shouldn't sell them because you're still selling to a Raider fan. Like,
yeah.
I want more Raider fans there, but they're already going to dominate anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They always do.
Rams fans have mailed it in.
Right. So, go to that game.
Go to that game and be the Rams fan?
Yeah, be the one true Ram fan.
Yeah, go for the shrimp.
The shrimp is very good in the Chairman's Club.
Maybe you can be the one. You can ask Demoff for just this week.
Look
you could
boss,
be the one.
Look at Boss Amanda shaking her head. You Boss Amanda?
Here, it's a Thursday night game.
Yes. Wait,
no. Don't go.
Don't
no,
go.
No, you should.
Yeah, you and Kathy
you
are supposed
go.
To do
no,
a remote
because,
the next
yeah.
day.
And it's like you're leaving work, right? You're going to get done with the show.
And
go
then straight
you're gonna
to
have
the
to
game.
Go straight over there. You're going to watch bad football. Then you have to get up and drive down to Orange County the next day. Why?
Yeah, I guess that's
Why?
True.
Give yourself a break, man.
I can sell them for more than I bought them.
Because you're a true Rams fan. Because you're the one and only, and Kevin Demoff will let you do the Rams cheer and the whole thing.
Why would you listen to Greg?
Yeah,
ever?
Yeah,
you don't listen
why
to
Greg?
Him.
Greg just wants your
typically,
tickets.
So why would you listen to him now?
Oh, I mean, I would
no,
take
Greg's
it.
Got tickets.
I got it. I'm going already.
Yeah, I got tickets.
Yeah, so I don't need his tickets, Momo.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I thought that was your ulterior motive.
Yeah. No. I want him to go.
Momo, you've been to SoFi, right?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't? It's a great
Give
experience.
Him the Momo.
I want to go. I don't know if I can go this Thursday, though, because I'm just... juggling lots of things.
I'm not getting busy. I can get money for them.
No, I want to go, but it opened during the COVID, and then I was pregnant, and then I got the
go
kids.
Go when you
and
can see quality football, Mom.
Well, no, the Raiders, she's a Raider fan.
Yeah, but still.
Bergman's like, we can make the playoffs. We can make the playoffs.
Yeah, the Raiders can make the playoffs.
This is what they do. They give you this false hope.
Oh, yeah, 3 in a row, Momo.
I know.
Bam! They're going down.
Chandler Jones is great. Listen, I am always going to be a Raider fan. I am. But part of being a Raider fan is knowing when the other shoe is about to drop.
Look,
right when they get us all excited. Ooh,
I'm
going to
laugh when
Devontae
the Rams
Adams
beat
is
him
so
on
good.
Thursday night.
I am going to laugh.
That'll be the capper. That would be
the
capper.
The Rams are going to beat him on Thursday night and kill all the hope that you Raiders fans have.
No. So, Momo, let's work this out.
I'll miss the scoreboard when they show all of the Raider fans leaving the building, going up the escalators after they lose.
And then starting fights in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, God. Steer clear of the parking lot.
Fights happen everywhere. It's not just because of the Raiders.
I mean
they help it. We help it, but
it's kind of on brand.
I mean, a little bit. So look, you just beat the Chargers, you beat the Rams, you beat the Patriots, you beat the Steelers.
None of those teams are good.
Then you're 8-7. Yeah, then you're 8-7, and you're
right there. So you're saying they have to win 5 in a row?
Six.
They have to win 6 in a row. Yeah. You believe that that team can win?
Listen, if Bisaccia was our coach, whatever that guy's name was,
Rich Bisaccia, I'd say sure.
Hey, look, all I know is I've seen
they played hard for that guy,
and they have 3 not good teams coming up. Rams, not good. Patriots, not good at home, too. Patriots have to go across country, and then you have to go to the Steelers, but they're kind of not really sure.
I'm going to laugh when they go 0-3 in those games.
Oh, God, would that not be fantastic?
Yeah, now I really
hope
they beat
the Steelers. Then Greg will have nothing to talk about.
She's a Steeler fan, so I'm
really
hoping
they
beat the Steelers.
Yeah, we suck, and I can admit we suck.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
Steelers do kind of suck this
year. Yeah, it's all good. We suck.
8-7, Momo.
There's no hope.
8-7.
No hope. I'm not offering any hope. I mean, I just
I'm not either. I'm not usually like down on the Raiders, and I'm not. But I.
Although
just,
you're doing the opposite of what you like. I always go into a game believing the Rams can win. You go into a game expecting the Raiders to screw up.
Well, so much of this year has been the Raiders get a big lead and then totally blow it in the second half. I mean, every single group text I have with my Raider friend fans and I said that
Raider
right.
friend fans,
Is all like, oh gosh, we're up 17. How are we going to lose it this time? I mean, so bad. Not at the beginning of the season, but now that we have enough evidence to know that this is what happens.
Yeah. They are.
They're actually better if they're trailing at halftime.
Although
it's better when we're losing and then they come back and there's no pressure.
You know what's weird?
Like those 20 nothing leads?
I was watching the end of the Raiders Chargers game yesterday, and I realized I was rooting for the Raiders.
Yeah, you were.
Against the Chargers.
Yeah,
you were. Well, because the Chargers aren't a real team.
I don't want the Chargers to be in the playoffs when we're not in the playoffs. I mean, is that jealousy? Is that envy? Yes.
I understand that.
Yeah. Do you get it?
I totally get that.
Like if we can't be in it, I don't want them to be in it.
I think the Chargers... I don't think we would find the financial data to back this up, but are they worth less in L.A.?
No, absolutely not.
Than they were in
not.
San Diego?
No, they're worth more.
How so? They don't own the stadium.
No, but they are a Los Angeles franchise, and I heard their value went up by $500 million.
Well, everyone's did.
I mean, the market size between Los Angeles and San Diego is ridiculous.
Yeah, San Diego, they had fans, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they did have fans, but they're not worth as much.
Yeah.
So, okay, so a couple of things on this. I wanted to get to Caleb Williams. Are we already at a break?
We are already at a break.
I have all these great sound clips to play.
Hey, you know what? We have like a
it.
Whole show.
Yeah, I know, but I'm wired.
Clearly.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, Caleb Williams. I have a controversial statement about Caleb Williams.
Whoa.
And then something I think Caleb Williams really screwed up. That's coming up next for you, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. What's up? It's Monday, Mason and Ireland show. Momo's in. You're in for the whole week, right?
Yeah, except for Saturday.
Oh, except
for Friday.
Friday, right.
Yeah.
Me and Cappy, Friday. Mythical Money, how'd I do?
You lost 2 of 3, so you're now down to $3,000.
$3,000 Mythical dollars.
Who won the Rams bet this weekend?
You did.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Just saying.
You're up to $95,000.
Hey.
$95,000.
Not bad.
Now, do I have $3,000 left until the end of next year? That was originally.
Till the end of next year. Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, you lost a lot of
that. That basically kills the bet.
I mean, well, we can talk about it when you actually get down to zero.
See, I told you they're going to come up with a way to make more money. See,
I think we'll reset the year.
You're dead.
Reset the year.
I told you.
You could. I'll be the loan shark.
They don't allow loan sharking.
No, there's no loan
sharking. There's no loan.
We're not offering up money to
anybody. Bergman, I'm going to borrow money from her at a rate of 9.5%. 9.75%. You keep track of
that. I'm
not
doing that much math. That's crazy.
All right, so this is Caleb Williams after USC was beaten by Utah on Friday night in Vegas.
For Caleb, can you describe kind of what you felt when you got hurt and then what it was like trying to go through the rest of the game?
You ever have an old rubber band? I kind of felt like that. And then the rest of the game, I felt it, but I had something that I always go by, not always go by, but something that I have watched and admire, and a person that I admire is Kobe, and he always said the game is bigger than what you're feeling, and so I was in my head and encouraging myself that the game is bigger than what I was feeling.
The game is bigger than what he was feeling. Again, citing Kobe, it's amazing how often it happens. How many athletes, younger? I mean, Caleb is 20, right? Citing Kobe Bryant. And that mentality, that I'm going to play no matter what mentality. I would say, and I don't know if you watched the very end of the game after it was decided, but
I
got clocked a couple of times. And I honestly think he was kind of his own worst. I mean, at some point,
he looked like he was staggering around out there.
Oh, yeah. And he was getting crushed by Utah.
Like, the ending was even hard to watch. It was like the second to last drive, and they sort of still had a chance.
Yeah.
And I think it was like a fourth and long. And then he just got nailed by the guy from Utah. And I was like, why is he still out there?
All night long. Now, this is the controversial statement. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
If Caleb Williams had not gotten hurt, USC would be in the college football playoff.
Probably true, but
you agree?
He's great, but like, he got hurt. Like,
right, but it was the second drive of the game.
Yeah, it was early.
They were up 17-3, and they only scored 7 points the rest of the way.
However,
don't play the Utah fight song.
The Utah defense was really good, and the USC defense sucked. Caleb Williams has nothing to do with the USC defense sucking.
No. But you're up 17-3. Remember the way the first game was decided? They basically outscored them.
Yeah, that's how this was going to go. 17-3.
If they had continued to score, I think they would have won the game.
That's probably true.
And you can't take the Heisman Trophy away from
Caleb
Williams.
I don't think he's going to lose it.
I think he's got it.
Who else is going to come in there? The guy from TCU, he lost too.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
CJ Stroud, he lost his last game. I mean, there's nobody really else. And he deserves it.
Okay, but the only thing Caleb Williams did wrong to me was the back-to-back on his hands.
Okay, here is, he painted basically F Utah on his fingernails.
You know he's been doing that all year, right?
I know.
Okay.
But it never gained as much attention.
He did against UCLA.
As it did here. Never gained that much, as much attention. And afterwards, the Utah quarterback, Cam Rising, was asked about that.
Any reaction to him doing that?
It said, Utah on there.
That's cute.
Don't give a It is what it is. You know, you can do whatever you want. Put whatever you want on your nails. I'm not going to judge you for whatever you do. But, hope you liked it.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Yes, he's been doing it all year. Stop playing the Utah fight song. That's so disrespectful.
This is unofficial, so that's what happens.
It's the unofficial show.
On the exclusive unofficial home of USC Trojans football, you're playing the USC fight song, or the Utah fight song.
That's rough.
I think
they lost.
I think it is a mistake to do that.
I think it's
a mistake to paint your fingernails.
Why? Who cares?
No, it's all it is incitement. You're just You're
play your own ball.
You're giving the other team a reason to hate you. And that's what he did. And he did it, as you pointed out, did it all year long. But excuse me, but I understand the national criticism, in particular the national criticism.
So you believe in bulletin board material then?
I do. I believe especially when it's on your hands.
Especially, I mean, but like he did it against, he did against Notre Dame, and he beat the hell out of Notre Dame.
It's one thing for there to be a quote, and there's another thing to actually wear the bulletin board material on your hands.
I don't
like it. Yeah. I think it's cocky. There's a difference between swagger and arrogance, and I think he's right on that line and probably drifted over it. With the whole F Utah thing.
You know what? I wish DTR did that. I wish he would have done that.
Well, his hands are so small, you couldn't read what they
really
said.
He really does have teeny tiny hands. And you saw it with his little teeny tiny hands. I can't find the drop. I'm trying to find it. So
yeah,
I'm trying to,
that's all right.
It's
no
too
worries.
Late. Damn.
It's Monday.
I don't know my page. I got to find my page.
Slow.
I'm like
you're
looking
slow.
Around for this.
Are you still making challah bread for us?
Yeah, Thursday. I'll do it Thursday.
Nice. And Jorge, are you still making what? Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Why'd you start by shaking your head no and then?
Oh, because the computer was doing something.
Oh, okay, got it. So one day we're going to have ceviche from Jorge. And then Bergman, what are you making?
You don't want me to make anything.
It's like bring a covered dish.
Do you want, if you tell me something you want.
I brought meatloaf today. Nobody wants it except for Travis, me and Travis.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Ma, the meatloaf!
Yeah.
There you go.
It's good stuff.
It's really disappointing, but I think in the end, you've got to look at this as year one of a process. And they are way ahead of schedule. And today, the transfer portal is open.
Oh, here we go.
And
it opens today, like literally.
Bam.
There's still bowl games going on.
I just saw the old USC quarterback, Keaton Slovis, who's at Pitt, went into the transfer portal.
Yeah. How did he do this year?
Everybody's going to...
Not so good.
Yeah, not so good. Okay. And pretty decent season, enough to attract a bigger program.
Okay.
And I think that's what's going on. And I'll tell you, I imagine, I read an article with Mack Brown, who's the North Carolina coach, and he said he has one player who has already gotten 12 NIL offers to induce them into the transfer portal. Now, is that the way this is supposed to work? Are you supposed to... Isn't that some form of tampering to give them the money to induce them to go into the portal?
Anything goes now.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, I hope we get some defensive players. Let's go, SC. Get out there. Get recruiting.
I mean, that's why you have to have agents that represent you for NIL deals.
Right.
College players have agents for NIL deals now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's almost as big as signing day. In a way, because you're getting more finished products.
Yeah, signing day is just kind of a guess.
Right. So, yeah, who knows? I've got 5 stars, you've got 4 stars, you've got 3 stars, who knows? But in this scenario, you've already actually seen these guys play.
Yeah.
So do coaches now get different credit because when his signing day was like, oh, he got a number 4 class, he got a number 3 class,
right.
But he's always in the 60s. He's not getting a good enough class. Now it's about the class of transfer portal guys you bring in.
Yeah.
So you get judged based off the transfer portal more so than actually signing and recruiting people.
And most of the players...
You all right?
Yeah.
It's your first day back and you're losing it.
No, I still need...
He's just warming up.
But most of the players that are coming through the transfer portal...
The meatloaf!
I would imagine for USC are going to be defensive players. Last year, saw them rebuild that offense.
Yeah.
I would imagine at this point, although I have very little faith in the USC defense coordinator, Alex Grinch. He was the defensive coordinator for Lincoln back at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They got boat raced a couple of times, got boat raced in the college football playoff. So I think that I would like to see a change there. I would like to see a change there and a lot of players come through the portal.
So it's interesting to watch USC build its program this way because so much of college football is about tradition and being there for 3 or 4 years and building camaraderie and teammates. And like this is almost like college basketball now, where you're just one and done. In and out.
Yes.
Here you go.
Yes. Or like in the case of Travis Dye, 4 years at Oregon, 1 year at USC.
Yeah.
That's the kind of game. Jordan Addison won the Fred Biletnikoff trophy for best wide receiver in the country, immediately bolts for USC.
Yep.
So I think that this is where the big schools are going to benefit with all the NIL money. That comes through the transfer portal.
I just always, like, as somebody who went to college and enjoyed the 4-year college experience, I don't know, maybe it's different in football than in other sports, but it's just weird to, like, move so often. College is supposed to be a formative life experience, and very few players who go to college and play college football are going to end up in the NFL. So a lot of it is you're just going to be moving around college where you don't build those like lasting relationships.
So
and
let
that
me
foundation.
Let me ask you something. You played softball yep. at Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
You were, I've heard you talk about yeah. this, a fourth outfielder.
Yeah, I was totally not. My first year I started about half the games, and then I kind of fell out of favor towards the end there. My second year didn't play very much at all. I was totally like the. I was right. really like the sixth of sixth. Then finally, my junior and senior years, I think I started more of the games those years because I played my way back into the rotation. But I definitely thought about not playing because it's a huge time commitment.
Did you think about in a world where there was NIL money and there was money for would
Never.
You have transferred?
Never in a million
even
years.
Even to play?
Nope.
No interest at all.
Stanford.
Even to be a starter.
I'm at Stanford. What am I going to do? I'm gonna go be in the world. There's not a professional softball league.
No, but there's
I mean,
Olympic
there is
softball.
One now. Yeah, but I wasn't like that good. Also, like, there's literally like 20 girls who are going to have a career after college.
Right, right.
There's literally 20 players. Maybe 25, okay?
Yeah.
Like, some people are going to go over to Europe. But, like, in pretty much, even in football, if you look at the percentage, it's a really small percentage to be just transferring all over the place. It's not that many other leagues to go
right,
play in besides the NFL. So just a lot to be doing with your formative years, chasing whatever you're chasing. I don't know. What are you chasing? The NFL?
Yeah, unless the NFL.
Unless you... okay. We'll
you're
see
chasing
how many,
the NFL.
Let's see how many guys who go through the transfer portal end up in the NFL and do all that.
Well, the other thing is not just... they're also chasing the money.
Yeah, and chasing money.
Chasing money.
Yeah.
I can make more over there,
and
so
that,
why not
that,
go over there?
That resonates.
Yeah.
Especially because... there are certain schools that really get you paid.
Yes, yes.
And you're not going to be a professional, and so this is your chance to get paid.
All right, coming up next for you.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Nobody needs to keep hearing that.
That was not me. That was like Mike Leach or somebody.
Yeah,
like
that.
That
was Mike Leach.
That one, that is so funny when you played that last week.
Not me. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. Hey, Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. A very tailor-made question for today.
All right.
So I mentioned with Travis and Sliwa that I had a very specific dream in which I had a conversation with Carlos Correa. Here's the question. What do dreams actually mean? Do they tell the future? Is it based on your past? And what's the last dream that you can remember?
So I think dreams are your self, your consciousness, your subconsciousness working things out.
Okay.
And I tend to have, I don't know if they're necessarily portentous. There's a big word.
You mean they don't portend the future? They don't tell the future.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Portentous. I think a lot of, I know.
Don't bring portentous to this show. That word is too big.
It's kind of pretentious, isn't it? There's another big
There
one.
You go. There's another big
one. I don't know that they I think dreams are like when you're stressed out, you tend to have anxiety dreams.
Right.
When you're nervous about something that's coming up, I tend to have a lot of dreams. Like, I very frequently have dreams that I'm back at Stanford playing softball.
Right.
Like, I'm back. And then I have other dreams. Like, it's always an anxiety dream. It's always like I'm in the outfield and they're hitting me the ball and I'm like scared, or, you know, like the pressure's on. I tend to have this dream a lot where I'm trying to get a story out.
Right.
And I can't like physically type it out. Like, ooh. I'm trying to send the email
so
or the tweet. It's, but I'm typing it, but it's not coming out right. Like, there's a sort of like not being able to.
To express yourself.
Express yourself.
Yeah.
But you can't get it out, and there's like a nervousness to it. I have those anxiety dreams quite a bit.
Right, right.
And I think,
but you don't think they tell the future.
No. I do think that there are messages that your subconscious is working on. Like, there are things in your life that you're working through. So if there's a big question in your life about a life path or something you're
right.
trying to decide, I do think you can find answers within dreams.
So you can find answers, but it doesn't tell the future.
Yeah.
Bergman, what about you?
So I just think that dreams are nothing more than just your subconscious kind of just dropping things in from your past. I don't think there's any meaning behind them. I think things happen, and those happens, and those dreams are completely out of the realm of what actually happens.
I don't think they're just random.
They're not random.
They're not random. It's based on what's in your head. It's based on the things you're going through in your life, and they're telling you things, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember any specific dreams?
I mean, specific dreams. I mean, there's certain dreams. I know I have a lot of dreams where I'm fighting somebody, and like when you go to punch them, it, like nothing actually happens.
Oh.
That happens a lot. Or sometimes, like, I've had, you know, I've had the dream where you're naked walking through a restaurant.
You have had that dream?
Yeah. Or like, I'm like, oh, and then my, and then I wake up thinking, oh my God, I forgot napkins because I was a waiter for so long.
Right, right.
But I don't think that means anything.
I think
it does.
I think the fighting and not doing anything is you feeling ineffectual.
Yeah,
not being able to, like, make people do what you want them to do.
You're frustrated and you're not in control. And even when you punch, there's nothing there.
Yeah, and the naked is being
exposed. It's like producing the show.
I mean, those are not all the time. Those are just dreams that we've had in the past, right?
I've never had a naked dream.
You've never had a
naked
dream?
I've never had a naked dream either.
No.
Oh, I've had them at school.
Yeah,
I've had them here.
What do you mean
ESPN?
Here?
Like here.
Oh, walking through the building?
Yeah, walking through the building. God. Absolutely. Yeah, nobody needs that.
Oh, Boss Amanda, what about you?
So I don't think they mean anything, but I think a lot of times I notice that my dreams come from something I watched on TV. You know what
so,
I mean?
So
where
TV
I kind of maybe put myself into,
I agree with that.
I become a character in what I was watching.
Especially like whatever you watched at night.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was intense. I like don't watch scary things, like, or even just like spy things or intense shows at night. That's not good.
Suspense stuff, no.
Yeah.
Jorge, what about you?
Yeah, I'm with the group. I don't think they mean anything. And one that I remember is, like, I'm running from something, but I'm not really moving.
Yeah, that's a common anxiety dream.
Or how about the screaming, but nothing comes out?
Yeah. These are all, like,
yeah, that's like my trying
dreams.
To tweet something, you know? Nothing happens.
They're all kind of, you guys are describing all sort of the same dream. It means you feel
anxious.
You feel what?
Anxious.
Anxious.
Or lack of control.
Lack of control. You know, have a lack of control.
But you remember those.
You know what trips me out, though? Deja vu. Like, experience
deja
something
vu.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where did I see this before?
I will frequently wake myself up from a dream. If I have a dream where, like, have you ever had the dream where, like, you almost might die in your dream, like you're falling from something? I have woken myself up before it happens. Do you ever get those? Like,
I don't.
You wake up like you're in a, like, whoa, my gosh.
Limbo, like in that movie Inception.
Yeah. So, when you're falling, do you believe that if you die in your dreams, you die in real life?
I don't believe that, but I'm not about to find out.
Well, right, but you never actually do die in your
dreams. I'm not
going
to try to find out. I'm going to wake myself up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're dreaming.
Right.
You don't control it. Have you ever died in a dream, Mace?
No, I've never died.
Yeah, you wake yourself up.
I think if you die in a dream, you probably do die.
Okay, so you do. Okay, so you think so. If you die in a dream, you die.
You probably die. Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because you're sands of the hourglass, man. You only have so much time.
sands of the hourglass.
Yeah. No, I I'm not making this up for a bit. I swear.
I
had a dream
you.
Last night where I was having a conversation with Carlos Correa. I was not thinking of Carl. I didn't talk about baseball.
Think
about baseball.
I think sometimes your dreams, somebody told me this, it totally makes sense to me, that sometimes your dreams, like, something will appear in your dream and it's like a pun. So like Carlos Correa could be some kind of a pun on something else you're thinking
of. Yeah, you don't want him here. That's what it means.
You think that's what it means?
Yeah.
But it could be like it sounds similar to something you're thinking about. Something correct or...
What would it say about that dream if they announced that Carlos Correa has signed with the Dodgers today?
Oh, that would be something.
Wouldn't that be telling the future?
Yeah, I'd be into that.
So random.
I'd go with you on that.
All right, coming up next for you, Lakers are on a roll.
Whoa.
From the dead. They were 2-10. Now they've won 8 of 10. We'll get into that coming up. And Anthony Davis, brand new man, will talk about all the Lakers stuff that's going on. Hey, during this holiday season, ESPN LA and Subaru are partnering with the Folds of Honor Foundation for our inaugural long drive-a-thon event. Proceeds raised will provide scholarships to families of America's fallen or disabled military and first responders. The event is taking place this Friday at Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. If you want to participate and purchase a green fee, go to blackgoldgolf.com. That's blackgoldgolf.com. And special thank you to our partners, Johnny O, Meat District, and Travis Matthew, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.